Good afternoon. All right. Whoa, whoa. Testing. 1, 2, 3. All right. The Committee on Transportation will come to order. Ms. Hudson, please call the roll.
Chair Brandes.
Here.
Vice Chair Bullard. Senator Brennan. Senator Evers. Senator Grimsley. Senator Simpson. Senator Thompson. Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Hudson. Please silence all your electronic devices or put them on stun. If you'd like to speak before the committee, please fill out the required government paperwork. We have two bills today. We're going to take up tab 2 to start with Senator Garcia's bill. We have Senate Bill 1690. I think, AJ, you're here to present that, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're recognized.
Thank you. Senate Bill 1690, members, this bill intends to provide more transparency and accountability to toll booth agencies and offer Florida drivers greater clarity when it comes to paying their toll fees. This bill requires toll agencies to do several things. First, it requires toll agencies to adopt a clear policy for removal of directors due to ethical violations and repeated absences, as well as post these standards online. Second, the bill requires toll agencies and expressway authorities to publish video records and minutes of their board meetings within 30 days. It then directs Florida Transportation Committee to conduct a study on estimated travel time for express lanes funded by FDOT. It also provides the electronic toll collection system that they must make information available to consumers via simple search on their website, including 18 months of their last transactions. Finally, it requires that paper invoices and online statements from electronic toll collection systems must disclose processing fees in percentage or dollar amounts of the entire charge. That's the bill.
Very good. Are there questions on the bill? I have a couple. Did you read the staff analysis?
Yes, sir.
You're familiar with the piece of the provision in the bill that would, as it currently stands, that you might be able to remove someone that the governor appointed. Are you planning on fixing that piece?
Yes. Senator C is very open to working with committee staff and with you, Chairman, to fix the bill and move it forward in the process.
Very good. Further questions? Seeing none, are there any speaker cards on the bill? Very good. Any debate on the bill? You're recognized. Closing the bill, AJ.
I'll wait.
Ms. Hudson, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1690.
Senator Brennan. Yes. Senator Evers. Senator Grimsley. Senator Simpson.
Yes.
Senator Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Bullard.
Yes.
Chair Brandes.
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and go to tab 3. We have two appointments to consider today. The background file of each appointment has been included in your packet. Appointment of Teresa Sarnoff. This is a new appointment to the Florida Transportation Commission, and Jay Trumbull, which is a reappointment to the Florida Transportation Commission. Are there any appointees present in the audience that would like to address the committee? If you'd please come forward. All right. Are there... All right. Unless the senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we will take a vote on both of these appointees. Senator Simpson moves that we recommend confirmation of the two appointees. Ms. Hudson, please call the roll.
Senator Brennan, Senator Evers, Senator Grimsley, Senator Simpson,
yes.
Senator Thompson,
yes.
Vice Chair Bullard. Chair
Brandes.
Yes, and by your vote, the confirmation of Teresa Sarnoff and Jay Trumbull to the Florida Transportation Commission is recommended favorably. We are now going to stand in informal recess until our last bill presenter is going to be here. So we're in informal recess. We're back in. The committee will come to order. We are now on tab one, school bus stop safety by Senator Simmons. Senator Simmons, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senators. 1570 reclassifies the offense of passing a school bus on the right side where children enter and exit from a non-criminal moving violation to reckless driving offense. It also previously authorized the use of cameras. In the original bill, it does that as a recording device. That is being deleted. There is a delete-all amendment that is consistent with that requested by the chairman and the committee.
All right, let's go ahead and take up the delete all. Barcode 687218. You're recognized on that amendment.
That's been withdrawn.
Okay, that one has been withdrawn. We are on barcode 703828.
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. The delete all removes the increased penalty for failing to stop for a school bus and the provision authorizing school districts to use cameras on school buses to capture these offenders. It retains the offense of passing a school bus on the side children enter and exit, and reclassifies it as a reckless driving offense and makes conforming changes.
Are there other questions on the...
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
So I may have to ask this to the chair. And the real, it's a legitimate question, or maybe you can answer it. I understand why there's a problem with the cameras on red lights. How does that transfer, and is that applicable, or is that the same problems we have with cameras on the side of school board buses?
Would you like to answer that question?
Certainly, I'll attempt to, and... I believe that there is a big dispute among individuals, citizens, as well as legislators, as to whether or not the cameras are an appropriate means of enforcing the law. We have it in many instances. We have it with respect to intersections, and we also have it. We now see with respect to, and we've certainly authorized it with respect to police officers. And the purpose of them, of course, is to be able to assure that, the accurate information is being given to those who are the fact finders ultimately. And I understand it's a legitimate issue. I believe that the chair has his views on this, and I respect those views of the chair, and so I've deleted those the provision with respect to cameras in respect to him.
So, Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
I am not all knowing, but I happen to know everything you just said, but yet it was not the answer to my question. So maybe, since your answer was you did it in respect to the chair, the question should be addressed to the chair. I've heard his objections to it, and I'm trying to juxtapose those onto the cameras on the side of a school bus. Because the cameras, and I'll go further, the cameras on the side of a school bus stop someone from running over a child. Period. That's it. That's what it does. If I'm not mistaken, if I know your bill well, because I did it for 4 years, it is activated when the bus driver pops open that door and pushes that button. So it's manually activated by the driver. This is not something that's sitting there, and if you happen to pull up or the light is too quick, and what it stops is people from running over children. So what I'm asking is, how do we juxtapose that onto the issues we have with cameras at a red light, or you even said cameras on a police officer? So that's my question.
It's a great question.
No, you're not going to answer it.
You're not
going to
answer it?
No, I'm happy to answer it. It's a great question that we can talk about.
Okay.
All right.
Later.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Senator, is there further questions on the bill? All right. We are, let's go ahead and show, is there any debate on the amendment? Let's go ahead and show amendment 703828 adopted without objection.
No, no, I object to the amendment.
You object to the amendment. All right. So, on the amendment or on the bill? We haven't gotten to speakers on the bill, but I promise you we're going to get to them, and you can have, we've got 2 hours, so you have plenty of time to talk. And so we're not on the bill yet. We're on the amendment to the bill, but I'm happy to get there. We're on the amendment. We have an objection, so let's go ahead. Ms. Hudson, will you please call the roll on Senate on the amendment of 703828?
Senator Brayman?
No.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
No.
Vice Chair Bullard? Chair Brandes?
Yes. And by your vote, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Do we have any questions on the bill as amended? All right. We have one speaker card. We have a couple of speaker cards on the bill as amended. We have Donald Maher, representing Gabby Maher. You're recognized to speak on the bill as amended.
The bill was named after my daughter. She was killed in, at her school bus stop. To answer your question, the difference between red light cameras, I can't believe you passed that amendment. The difference between red light cameras and stop arm cameras is the law they enforce. Red light cameras enforce section 316.075 of our Florida statutes that required people to obey traffic signals. It also didn't enforce statute section 316.084 of the statutes that allowed people to turn right on red, which is directly against obeying traffic signals. Stop arm cameras enforce 316.172, which requires all motorists to stop. No turning, stop. I can't believe you passed that amendment. So what we have now is an unenforceable law, because on the Florida Department of Education, in 2014, every year they do a study. And in 2014, 11,024 buses participated and found it. In one day, 9,377 motorists illegally passed stop school buses. November of last year, 1,217 less buses participated in the survey, and yet 10,987 motorists illegally passed stop school buses. That's because our law requires a law enforcement officer to witness the infraction. Florida Department of Education says there's over 14,000 school buses on our roads every day, twice a day. And so a law enforcement officer cannot follow around each bus and protect our children. And that's why kids in our state are constantly being run over. Since 2010, the Transportation for America has done a study. Florida is always the number one deadliest state for pedestrians. More pedestrians are killed in our state than anywhere else in the nation. Yesterday, the Florida Department of Safety and Highway Motor Vehicles released a study, 92,000 hit runs in our state alone. Yes, red light cameras are controversial because of two conflicting laws. Obey the traffic signal, but don't obey the traffic signal and go ahead and turn right. That's what the problem with red light cameras. Stop arm cameras save lives. 12 states use them. Wyoming passed their law to make them mandatory in every single school bus in their state because they are effective. They enforce the law. They're guaranteed to reduce reoffending. They work. They work. It's all right there. You know. But now with this bill, we're back to square one. Yes, it's going to be a reckless driving charge, but how's it going to be enforced? Law enforcement officers cannot follow around 14,000 school buses every day, twice a day. We needed those cameras. We had to have them. And by passing that amendment, we just said to every family in the state of Florida, your child's life doesn't matter. Because right here, Florida Department of Education, government agency, says 10,987 motorists in one day passed stop school buses. One day. 270 school days in a school year, that's almost 3 million motorists passing illegally stopped school buses in a school year. And there's only 1.3 million students that ride school buses. My daughter mattered. She was just run over doing the most basic thing, going to and from school. And it happens to children every day. I can't give you an exact statistic because in the state of Florida, a child run over at a school bus stop or walking to and from school is just a pedestrian. There's no specific classification. In the 6 years I've been working to get this done, I went through the internet from 1980 until it got too depressing to do. I counted 178 students killed at school bus stops. That's just going through the internet, meeting parents at the grief counseling meetings and stuff like that. But we needed this. We needed it to protect our kids. And now, if we try it again next year, in this 12-month period, I guarantee you that 12 more kids are going to die because we didn't get it done this time.
Mr. Mara, as a father, I'm incredibly sorry for your loss. I know that there's nothing that we can do or say that will ease that pain. And I just really appreciate your testimony and your advocacy on this issue.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have Vernon Crawford from Palm Beach School District. Mr. Crawford. Very, very good. There being no more speakers, we are in debate on the bill as amended.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
As the sponsor of this bill for four straight years in the House, I sympathize with the family and the families of those that have lost children. As someone that has argued on behalf of the red light cameras and have heard the arguments for and against them many times, I can't juxtapose the similarities. This is a manually operated camera. This is a we can't expect a police officer to follow around a bus twice. And when we don't do this, the consequence is children are run over. That is it. There's no political ramifications. There's no something that you read in a book about whether you're libertarian or something like that. Children get run over. There is no political policy that says or political ideology that says we should do something that allows children to get run over. And I'm very passionate about this. And I'm gonna say now I'm gonna vote for the bill because of course I believe it is reckless driving. But if I have anything to do with this, I'm gonna try to put that back on.
All right. Ms. Hudson, will you please call the... Is there any further debate? As soon as you can close your bill.
Wave closing.
Very good. Ms. Hudson, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 1570?
Senator Brennan?
Yes.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thompson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bullard? Chair Brandis?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill will be reported favorably. Is there any further business to come before the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Evers.
I'd like to make a motion to be voting affirmative on tab 2, 1690, and also on tab 3.
Very good. Without objection, we'll show that motion adopted. Any further business? Seeing none, Senator Simpson moves your rights.